We have a quorum, so let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Can we take a roll call?
Smith.
Here.
Cable.
Yes.
Sherwood, absent. McBride.
Yes.
Moss.
Here.
Moore and Mins, absent.
Okay. Are there any proposed changes or need to make changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the planned agenda will stand. Are there any public comments on anything that's not? I'm sorry. Approve the minutes. I wasn't here last month. So are there any, so we need a motion for the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, there's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Moss and a second by Cable to approve the minutes as they stand. Can we have a voice vote? All approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Minutes stand. I'll sign those and get those to you, Stephanie. Now is an opportunity for a public comment. If there's anybody that wants to make any comments for anything that's not on the agenda, now's the time. Hearing none, we will move on. So now we are to the public hearing portion where we will have a presentation by Marcus on CUP 0919. Floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Commission. Today, the conditional use permit 09-19 is for the Story County Animal Control Non-Commercial Communications Tower. This is located at 975 West Lincoln Highway, just outside of the city limits of Nevada. So what the Animal Control is requesting here is for construction of a 75-foot tall communications tower. The tower will be 70 feet, and then there will be a 5-foot lightning rod on top of it. It's already on Story County property, and the Animal Control needs this for communications. Right now they're kind of out there. They don't have very good service back with the rest of all the departments. This will allow them to communicate more effectively with the rest of the county. Here's just a little bit of information on it, same stuff, providing better services for Animal Control and connection to the rest of the county. There is a very large FEMA floodplain on the parcel. However, this tower has been placed outside of it. It won't interact with the septic system on the property either. There are overhead power lines on the south side of Lincoln Highway, but they are 177 feet from this tower. They're also 15 to 20 feet higher in elevation because of the elevation change that is on the south side of Lincoln Highway. The Board of Supervisors authorized the funding for the project on August 6th at that meeting of this year. There's the map. Animal Control is right there where that star is. So the proposed site of that tower is on the west side of the Animal Control building. There is a garage door on... there's the flood map. The floodplain ends just north of where the tower is proposed to be placed. So it is of lattice design. It will be freestanding. There is no guy wires for it. And so what they will do is use 7 sections of this. This is a kit design that has been approved for use within the state. And so they just take however many sections they need, put it together, with the appropriate bases and stuff. So this comes from facilities management. There's a garage door there, and that tower will be just south of that so they can still have access to the garage door at their property. Here's some site photos facing from Lincoln Highway north towards the animal control building. So that little tower that is on the west side of the building, it's, that's what they attempted to use, so they wouldn't have to put a tower up, but it couldn't clear the tree line to be able to get that signal from there up to where we are now. So that's why now the company has said they'll put in the tower to fix that. It's facing northwest of the property. It's east. Facing south, those are those power lines. They are, though, 177 feet from where this tower would be placed. All right, so for standards of approval, compatibility, non-commercial towers are permitted in the commercial light industrial district following supplemental standards and if a conditional use permit is obtained. The proposed site is already within county-owned property, and all setback requirements under those supplemental standards will be met. As far as the transition, again, that setback is 115% of the tower height, which is 86.25 feet. There you can see the property line setbacks at the proposed location. Part of the building will offer buffering to the tower, and then the tree lines that surround the property will also offer some buffering. Odds are neighboring properties will still possibly see a small portion of the top of it, just due to the site and how that works there. The only traffic will be for construction, and then whenever maintenance is needed. This is far away from the septic system on site, though, so there shouldn't be any adverse effects from the traffic. The only parking and loading in reference to the tower will be during the construction. No equipment or parking will be in the right-of-way during construction or maintenance. Because of the height, there's no signs or lighting proposed that are needed for our purposes or the FAA. And there's no environmental impact to the site anticipated from this tower installation. So if the board concludes that this development will not cause any of the 5 points here, it's recommended approval of this request. If you have any questions about what we asked from them, we'll be glad to go over these for you. Any question that we asked of animal control or information technology, they provided us the information and backing for it. The reason this tower was the reason the tower is being requested is they did get a quote for extending the county's fiber network, which would have cost $100,000. And then a quote from Windstream was going to cost about $7,200 a year, but with only 10 megabit speed. And IT was concerned about that being fast enough for their connection anytime that they have to be logging in and doing things like that. This will be fenced with 6 foot tall fencing around it, and the lowest 12 feet of rungs on the tower will be removed to prevent climbing from people that aren't authorized. Public notices were sent out on August 27th. At the time of creating this and writing the staff reports, we hadn't received any comments from the public. Environmental health comment was not to drive in the laterals. And as far as some points to consider, applicant addressed all the questions that we had. The site sits lower. That's why we need to. That's why they're requesting this tower, and it shouldn't be out of character based on the other properties nearby and the electrical power lines near. With that, staff is planning development staff is recommending approval based on applicant's submittal and response to county staff questions on the conditional use permit application as put forth in case CUP 08-19. That should have been 09-19. My apologies.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. Are there any comments or questions from the public? Now is the time for commission discussion or questions for staff. Anybody know? Everybody knows where this is at and what we're doing.
It's right up against the building.
Right up against the building, and it's in that little dip kind of across from the cemetery, right?
Yeah. I do have to say I was a little intrigued by the fact that there's a need for better communication between them and other, but I also have 4 rescue cats in my house, so. So it's not that I have anything against this, but I was what would they need that for?
Yeah, it's a county facility, and for them to be able to use their computers on the county network or phone systems, most phone systems are computer based.
Okay, so there's that part of it that I wasn't quite aware of. That makes sense.
In their application, they detailed some of this stuff, but I work in IT, so we do the same thing between Danfoss, the airport road, and Danfoss. There you go. Was I close?
You hit it dead on.
Okay. So, all right. Then there's no further discussion, are we ready to entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move approval of the conditional use permit 09-19.
All right, so we have a motion by Cable to approve.
Second.
Second by McBride. Do we need to discuss the motion? Any questions? All right, we have a roll call vote.
Cable.
Aye.
McBride.
Aye.
Smith.
Yep.
Moss.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations, Barbara. Recommendation goes to the Board of Adjustment for their for them to approve it and then engage with vendors. That concludes our agenda. This is a record-setting meeting. Is there any discussion or anything needed?
I have a question, Jerry.
Sure.
About last month's meeting, did the supervisors approve the stormwater?
I was going to give you an update to that. The board of supervisors did approve the stormwater ordinance, which included erosion control provisions, at the last meeting, which was last Tuesday, on the 2nd. And so we went through 3 separate considerations. But the first consideration, we had one of the engineers show up and provide additional comments to the board and to the general public. But the actual ordinance was approved 3-0 at all 3 considerations. Again, the ordinance, for the most part, provides clarity on what the county standards are right now. With regard to stormwater, all that we really have is a reference to the Iowa Stormwater Management Manual requirements. And there's no specific requirement that a professional engineer review it and do the design criteria based on the site, based on the project that's proposed, to determine what type of stormwater improvements need to be provided. So the stormwater ordinance covers impact to the ground of an acre or more, and then erosion control provisions address less than an acre. So these are things that
that's more than an acre or less than an acre disturbance, right? Not total parcel.
Disturbance. Right. Yeah. And so erosion control, if you're putting up a building, there's like likely going to be some perimeter controls put in. If you look at most subdivisions, you'll see that erosion control socks or silt fence being installed before they even break the ground to put in the foundation. So it's pretty common practice. So I'm glad you asked about that, Jerry. The next meeting will likely have a minor subdivision, which is going to be a simple division of a single 16-acre parcel that's northeast of Ames. So a simple division, once into two, to create a parcel for a new house for a family member. So that'll be coming. We have a few things going. Some of these things are actually will be before the Board of Adjustment. We've got a variance request. And we're working pretty heavily right now on the U.S. Census material. Last year, we reviewed all the address points, or most of them, in the unincorporated area. And then we assisted cities on address locations. I think all the cities but Slater, Kelly, and Ames said that they would do it on their own. So we're in a 45-day window, that appeals window, to identify where there's discrepancies. So they checked our work, now we're checking their work. And so Amelia is taking that on. Emily did that before her. And then the Hickory Grove Mobile Home Park, we won that case in district court, and they challenged it. They wanted it to be challenged to the higher courts, and that got thrown out. So what that means is we're going to ask them to follow a compliance schedule, which will mean that they'll need to get down from the 38 mobile homes that they have to 34 to meet.
They're not even all occupied, right? Is that
some of them
correct?
When
there
we first
are
started going through this, weren't. Some were owned by tenants, some were owned by the park manager. But we thought that this could end up in the court process for multiple years, but they didn't take it on. So, so that's a good thing. The board also approved our internship program. Primarily, we have an intern for the summer months, and they extended it through fall and spring semesters, which is a good thing. And so they extended it for anywhere from 10 to 15 hours. So we're pretty excited about that. So we have an additional person here around. So.
Excellent.
We did send a letter out to the DOT on the communication tower. I sent the email, so I need to follow up. It's still there, and I think there's still
something on it too.
Yeah, it's still there.
So just an update on what their plans are, because again, it was communicated that their plan was to remove the old ones, the new
right, relocate the services to it,
and the new one has been installed. So. I will come back with a
That's fine. That's just one of those weird things that you see and can't unsee. All right. Any comments or discussion from the commission? Hearing none, our meeting stands adjourned at 19 minutes and 15 seconds.